KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly sunny and 53 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those may be severe with high winds and large hail, the primary threats. We look for a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. University of Iowa researchers privately warned that the coronavirus would continue spreading through the state even before Governor Kim Reynolds relaxed social distancing policies, a move they said would exacerbate the problem. In a report to the Iowa Department of Public Health on April 27, the university experts said that Iowa had not reached a peak, and reopening the state economy before then would result in a rapid rise of cases. In a paper dated May the 4th, they found the virus was still likely growing, and they said that Iowa school and business closures and other steps had strongly mitigated the spread of infection, but nonetheless were not sufficient to prevent uncontained spread. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health Department said Friday that Country House, a memory care facility in Council Bluffs, was experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak, which the Iowa Department of Public Health defines as three or more residents in a long-term care facility testing positive for COVID-19. Now, although the Country House is not classified as a long-term care facility by the state of Iowa, Pott County Public Health is responding to the outbreak in the same way they would respond to an outbreak in a long-term care facility or LTC. Pott County Public Health is working closely with partners IDPH and Country House to monitor the situation and provide guidance on containment and mitigation strategies. Country House has conducted COVID-19 testing on all residents and staff members at the facility. And as of May 15th, 10 residents and one employee had tested positive for COVID-19. Pott County Public Health will release additional details as they become available. Public Health from Matt Wyant from Pott County Public Health said the Country House adapted several COVID-19 mitigation measures early on, including restricting visitors, use of PPE, and screening staff at all shifts. Despite their precautionary efforts, he said the virus has regrettably been introduced to Country House. And the chief operating officer for AgeMark, which runs Country House, Marty Hugg, says, "First and foremost, our concern is the health and safety of our residents and our staff. As an organization, we took very proactive measures to protect all of our people, residents and staff alike. And right now," he says, "we've activated our emergency response procedures and our dedicated team of healthcare professionals is doing everything in their power to contain additional spread as providing exceptional care for our residents." Well, on Friday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds updated the status of COVID-19 in the state.
"Over the week, we have seen our positive case count stabilize. Today, we are reporting that we have 374 new positive cases, and we have 3,888 negative cases for a daily positivity rate of 8.3%, 15% positivity rate on the average of all of the time, and we have 50% of Iowans who have recovered. Days to double continues to improve. Today it's 18 days, which speaks to the slowing of the spread of the virus. And 93,556 Iowans have now been tested for a per capita rate of 1 in every 34.
We should get some new figures from the IDPH later this morning. Yesterday, the IDPH had also reported 18 deaths for a total of 336. 16 of those 18 deaths, Reynolds said, were among residents of long-term care facilities. There were also COVID-19 outbreaks in 35 of Iowa's long-term care facilities. That number remained unchanged from Thursday. There were 387 Iowans hospitalized at last report with the virus, 130 listed in intensive care, and 87 were on ventilators. 23 patients had been admitted in the previous 24 hours, and IDPH reported 3,470 inpatient beds available, with 407 ICU beds available and 713 ventilators available.
Hospitalization rates across the state continue to be stable, and the utilization of ICU beds and ventilators is also decreasing.
Governor Reynolds said also that this weekend is the first time they won't be delivering PPE or personal protective equipment to counties across the state.
"I'm pleased to report that the request for PPE have significantly decreased and that the state stockpile is in good shape. So we're starting to get a lot of the orders that we placed in March, and so our stockpile is in a good place right now."
Governor Reynolds is defending her decision to reopen businesses, saying that a continued lockdown would come at a social cost. Restaurants, fitness centers, salons, and barbershops reopened statewide for the first time in 2 months. Some local officials said that Reynolds was reopening the state too soon, particularly in areas that still have high numbers of cases. They urged their citizens to exercise caution in determining whether to visit businesses and to wear facial coverings in public. Reynolds announced, as we mentioned just a moment ago, that 18 more Iowans had died of the coronavirus in Friday's IDPH report. Governor Reynolds says that Iowa schools and students are getting creative about graduation ceremonies, with districts planning vehicle parades, virtual ceremonies, and other socially distanced events to help the class of 2020 celebrate. Reynolds invited Glenwood senior Jada Wilson to speak at her daily news conference late Friday morning.
I know that it's definitely not what any of us expected, and I wish that I had more words of comfort to offer, but I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know when things will return to normal, because nobody knows what normal is anymore. The most that I can offer to myself and to you all is the fact that every single person is experiencing the same feelings that we have right now.
And Jack Dre, a graduating senior from Dowling High School in West Des Moines, was invited to deliver a mini commencement address.
It's been easy to fall victim to the feelings of sadness and loss, to dwell on the moments and memories that might have been, and to fear the uncertainty that lies ahead. Yet, this pandemic has taught me the importance of having a good mindset, staying positive, and recognizing my blessings.
A special guest also recorded a message for the class of 2020, Ringgold County native and retired NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, who broke several NASA records over a span of a decade, offered her advice to the graduating class.
Take the challenge to live a little bit outside what's comfortable. You'll find that you're capable of so much more than you even recognize. I know I did. Good luck.
Reynolds closed her press conference on Friday with her own advice for seniors.
In the last 2 months, you've learned that things don't always go as planned. You've been disappointed, but you've gained perspective. You've learned patience and perseverance, and you understand now what's essential and how to go without what's not. My hope is that you've also clearly seen what matters most in your life, your health, your spirit, and the people you love.
And on another COVID-19 note, Governor Reynolds said she's aware of reports that the machine used for her daily COVID-19 test may produce a high percentage of inaccurate results. The Abbott machines, which are being used at the White House, are able to process tests in as little as 15 minutes.
We are using the NP swab, which is the better swab, so we are using that. But I'm also, in addition to that, you know, as well as getting tested, I'm exhibiting no symptoms. I continue to social distance. I continue to wear a mask when I'm not doing a press conference and continue to work from home when I can.
Reynolds started a modified self-quarantine after Vice President Pence's press secretary tested positive for COVID-19. Reynolds visited the White House last week and events with Pence May the 8th in Des Moines. Officials of the city of Harlan posted on their social media page Friday that during this pandemic and the shortage of toilet paper, residents have been flushing things that they shouldn't, and that city officials are asking residents to please not flush anything but toilet paper. A picture accompanying the post showed rubber gloves, sanitizer wipes, and hand towels, all of which clogged the pumps at the wastewater treatment plant. Employees, they said, have had to fish the junk out of the trash basket at the plant just to keep the pumps from clogging. That's a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.